Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The greatest treasure ever offered to the world. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? Hebrews 2:3. Jesus declared, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had." Matthew 13:45-46. That man knew that salvation is worth far more than anything the world has to offer. Being reminded of the surpassing value of such a great salvation gives believers the right perspective when confronted with the concerns of this world, as Martin Luther explains. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. The supreme blessing in which one can truly know the goodness of God is not temporal possessions, but the eternal blessing that God has called us to his holy gospel. In this gospel, we hear that God will be gracious to us for the sake of his Son, will forgive and eternally save us, and will protect us in this life against the tyranny of the devil and the world. To someone who properly appreciates this blessing, everything else is a trifle. Though he is poor, sick, despised, and burdened with adversities, he sees that he keeps more than he has lost. If he has no money and goods, he knows nevertheless that he has a gracious God. If his body is sick, he knows that he is called to eternal life. His heart has this constant consolation. Only a short time, and everything will be better. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
Hebrews 2. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For since the message spoken through angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
Your great salvation carries great benefits: eternal life, John 3:16, forgiveness, Ephesians 1:7, deliverance, Colossians 1:13, adoption, Galatians 4:4-7. Salvation is not simply good news. It's great news. So, when you have seen enough of this world, do as one hymn writer has suggested. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.